your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. I'm here with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Very sorry that we had to take a break. That was a critical thing you were saying. Can you repeat, please, Dr. Corsi?
Yeah, I'm saying that the Supreme Court's got to make a decision, an argument that this is on all voters and all future elections, because this is a systematic plan. It's been done throughout the country and it's been planned for years in advance, even to the point where the Democrats planning to steal an election. We're going into the state courts to try to get mail-in voting, which many states just implemented through the governors or through the boards of election. There's Oregon, for instance, has no state law of mail-in voting in a presidential election. So there it violates the second Article 2 of the Constitution. Only the state legislature can set up a plan for how the presidential elections to be run in that state. I mean, there's so many violations. Some states, computer fraud was very important. In other states, the mail-in voting. In other states, it was a combination. The absentee ballots, which were let to be no excuse. Sometimes legislators changed that, and sometimes they didn't. But the way it was implemented by the governor, the Board of Elections, they didn't follow the absentee ballot rules that were the state legislature set down. They didn't have precise checking of signatures. When you applied to get an absentee ballot, signatures weren't checked when it came in. You had 100,000 ballots and nobody really looked at them at all. And that's not the way absentee balloting works according to the state laws, even in the states that have the so-called no excuse absentee ballot. Because absentee ballot, you had to say, I'm going to be out of town or I'm going to be in the hospital or whatever. I can't go vote. You didn't used to get an absentee ballot just because you wanted one. And then the governors used COVID. Well, just last week, there was a case, a Roman Catholic diocese in New York and a Jewish synagogue where Cuomo had imposed a limit on how many people could attend service, and it was brought to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court decided in a per curiam decision, virtually unanimous, not quite unanimous, but close. COVID emergency, a health emergency, does not just permit you to eliminate freedom of religion. You can't just trash rights because people have a health emergency. And so they viewed the Governor Cuomo had done something unconstitutional by imposing these limits on church attendance. These are the kinds of cases where dealing with something that needs to come to the immediate attention of the Supreme Court for what they call original jurisdiction. In other words, case is going to start in the Supreme Court, not going to work its way up to the Supreme Court. It should do this way because, in fact, the case is so urgent and of such a magnitude and involves such a compromise of the 14th Amendment equal rights to vote. It's got to be brought before the Supreme Court, and there's not time to do it any way else. I think the court will take it.
I find this to be really interesting. Most of the news, obviously, that's coming out to the public, most of the news that's coming out have pretty well, I mean, Associated Press has declared Biden to be a winner. What I'd like to ask you, sir, is a declaration like that from an organization like AP, does it carry any weight whatsoever from a legal standpoint?
Zero, none at all. What the Democrats have done, they've had a very elaborate scheme to steal an election using the media to do a psychological operation on the what they call a psyop. And it's very similar to the technique they're using is a technique that has been done in wars. You're fighting an enemy and you drop leaflets over and say, surrender, you can't win. Or you you get a prisoner and you say, I know you were fighting for the Third Reich, but you know, Hitler's going to lose. Quit fighting for the Third Reich and realize you're POW. Take care of yourself. Tell us the truth, what we want to know. You know, and so you break them down. Hitler's not going to come to save you. He's not going to care about you. You know, we'll give you the Russians. They'll take you off to a gulag. You'll never see Germany again. These techniques are used to get people to submit, give up, not fight it. Constitution designed this period of time so that our founding fathers knew we could have messed up elections. See, in the history of political philosophy, it was Aristotle who studied constitutions and said the best is a middle class, and you've got to constantly worry about politics being corrupted by those who want power. So you've got to have checks and balances. All the three branches of government, this all comes out of Aristotle.
Right.
Because in the ancient world, they knew that democracy, just voting, sometimes the mob voted, and it went off in a wild direction. So you had to have checks on voting. Voting was fraudulent. Our father said a vote could be fraudulent. And if it were, we got to have checks on that because sooner or later, somebody's going to try to have a fraudulent election. The Democrats just tried to pull it off, and they're pretty close to getting away with it. But the checks and balances are, in our Constitution, it's the state legislators who pick the electors. They can throw the votes away. Or gets the Electoral College is messed up, Supreme Court can throw the votes away and say, Electoral College isn't going to meet this year. This is just too messed up. We're going directly to Congress to settle this election. And our founding fathers set it up that way.
Dr. Corsi, let me just ask you a question that really is important to me and to the listeners also. Number one, the Supreme Court there's 9 members of it. 5 of them basically are conservative. 4 of them are Democrat. Roberts in the last election regarding the freedom of religion thing in New York sided with the liberals on that one. If this thing goes to Congress, do you think Trump will get the nod? And if so, why?
Well, in this religious case, see, Roberts, I don't think Roberts is very well understood. In the religious case last week on Cuomo and the Catholic churches and the synagogues, what Roberts said is, well, Cuomo has already given up on this. Cuomo's dropped the limitation of, 15 seats or 25 seats. He's given that up. So this case is moot, because you're litigating something that Cuomo already said was wrong and he isn't doing it anymore. So Cuomo reinstates that, bring the case back, and then we'll determine the issue of freedom of religion. He didn't say he was against it. And actually, Justice Roberts has a point.
Right.
And in fact,
if I can just cut you off for just a second, and I apologize because we're running out of time. If it goes to Congress, yes or no? Do you think Trump will get the nod?
Yeah, because I'm predicated about the Supreme Court. I'm predicating the argument on cases that John Roberts had argued. You'd have to repudiate its own legal theory not to take the case. Okay. Secondly, Congress right now in the House votes for president, and it does it. Each state has one delegate vote. They don't get to vote. It's not majority of the House members. And we control 26. The GOP controls 26 of the 50 state delegations, and the Democrats only control 23. One is split. And in the new Congress, if the vote comes to Congress after January 3rd, when the new Congress is certified and put in place, we'll have even more delegations in the House, because we won 27 of the 27 seats that were considered toss-ups. We won them all. The Democrats lost them all. And in the Senate, we now hold a clear majority. The Senate is by majority vote. Even if the GOP loses the 2 Senate seats in Georgia, it'll be 50-50, and Vice President Pence presides over the vote and gets to vote in case of a tie. I doubt if he's going to vote for Biden-Harris.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, a prediction from my friend Dr. Jerome Corsi. Be right back. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.